Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again. So off I'd ran, a young world crashing around me.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out. Thank you to all of you who've been buying the book there, either from us or from Amazon. We appreciate it very much. And especially, we got some special offers there on our website, too, by the way. Okay, Brian Moran's here, folks. We got to get back to Brian. Brian is the president of Brian Moran & Associates, helping small business owners put their best foot forward. He's got some good ideas for us. Brian, thanks again for being here. Thanks for being a great member of our Brain Trust for all that you do for your clients. Technology is nothing new, right? I mean, somebody invented the wheel 4,000 years ago and the sail. They came up with the Phoenicians came up with the sail, and the Chinese invented gunpowder. I mean, technology has been around a long time, but it's kind of come to a little bit of a critical mass here today, hasn't it?
It has, especially for small business owners. What's happening with technology now is that it's moving so quickly, the changes in technology, and it's removing barriers to entry. A week ago, I had three calls before noon. I spoke with Australia, I spoke with Germany, and I spoke with Ireland. All before noon my time, and I did it all on my smartphone, and I did it all for free using Skype.
Wow.
You know, 10 years ago when I had my company, that would have just been unheard of.
Right.
So what technology is doing for small businesses, it's removing barriers, it's making it so much easier to connect with your customers, with your partners, with your vendors, that you can collaborate in real time with these people anywhere in the world, and you can do it in many cases for free. But the question is, how much should we invest in technology?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real challenge that business owners face, because things are changing very quickly. And so, if I invest a significant amount of money into this technology, will it be obsolete in a year? Or will it be scalable? Is it something that will grow with my company?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tricky proposition, but I'll tell you this. Technology is the main reason for success, even more than financial, in my opinion.
Right.
Today, moving forward, technology is the main factor in the success or failure of startup companies and small businesses.
Well,
in the West.
Let me give you an example of using my company as an example. If I didn't use technology today, I would have to employ 20 more people than I do.
Oh yeah.
But here's the thing. Than I would have say 20 years ago. But here's the thing. 20 years ago, I couldn't even have done some of the things I'm doing now because of technology.
Right.
It didn't even exist.
Right. I 5 years ago, I was publishing. 6 years ago, I was publishing magazines and delivering files to my
print
printer.
Magazines.
Print magazines. And everything was getting delivered to the printer online. I was able to make changes a day before we were going to press. And that was unheard of, mm-hmm. 10 years ago. So, yeah, technology is changing rapidly. And that is in part what we talked about earlier, being the age of the customer. It's because the services that the customers are looking for, that's the reason that they're demanding so much.
Well, and that, those are their expectations. But here's the thing, turn it around a little bit, Brian. In so many of these cases, you and I are the customer.
Or our
big business customers or vendors mm-hmm. want us to do business in a certain way. They're maybe a little bigger than we are. And if we don't match, if we can't do the technology handshake, they're going to move on.
Right. That's all supply chain logistics.
Yep.
What you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
If you can't deliver, I'm going to have to find another company that can. I'll tell you the thing that I think is really going to fundamentally change the way we live and the way we do business, and that is 3D printing. I mean, we're in the very, you know, infancy stages of, of what this can do. But imagine, you know, every home having a 3D printer.
Yep.
And so when something breaks, you just print it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if you have the ingredients to manufacture that product. I think that's gonna throw a lot of supply industry.
We won't recognize our lives 10 years from now, will we?
Oh no, no, and it will all be automated. You hit on that earlier. You know, millennials will be taking over in 2020 to 2025.
That's a scary thought.
and then a lot of the jobs that we know today will be automated in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, talk about half the Fortune 500 companies 10 years from now may not have even been started.
What's going to be interesting, my generation, the baby boomers, we're getting a little long in the tooth, and we're wandering off, you know, and shuffling off this mortal coil over the next 20 years. The millennials, they're the new large generation, 84 million of them. It's going to be interesting to see how they carve out their own part of the world, isn't it? In this new world, it's going to be interesting.
I think they grew up in the age of the internet and
they're going to have to, one thing they're going to have to do is get a dose of reality about what it takes to pay for things.
Very true.
That'll be interesting to see when that
we're leaving them large tab.
When the world comes to call, that's going to be interesting to see how they deal with it. Small business. Say it again. The website.
Small Business Edge.
Edge. There you go. So check that out, folks. Smallbusinessedge.com. That's Brian Moran's website. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk about social media when we come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.